Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Butler of the Beef Marketing Group. We're back with John in just a moment. Cattle producers, mark it down and plan to be there at the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 6, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 550 Angus bulls will sell, 30 Hereford bulls will sell as well. Express Ranches is involved in all the cutting-edge technology that assists in adding value to your bottom line. Check out details of the 2015 Spring Bull Sale at expressranches.com or give Express Ranches a call, 800-664-3977. At the recent Ag Issues Forum in Phoenix, we had the opportunity to sit down and visit with John Butler. John is with the Beef Marketing Group. He's CEO of the Beef Marketing Group. They're a cooperative of several cattle operations in Kansas and Nebraska, and they're all about trying to provide what the consumer wants when it comes to a beef experience. They're providing a product to a wide variety of organizations, companies, everybody from Walmart to some of the smaller, more niche markets that are out there today. Really just getting into the international markets, what John told us. One thing he says that is definitely a part of the job today, we need to do a great job of explaining what we do when it comes to producing the beef that we're raising.
We can't hide, put our head in the sand, or hide, sweep it under the rug. These practices that we use, these technologies that we utilize are all approved by FDA. They've gone through rigorous trials, and they're science-based, and we have to base our defense on that. And then we have to say, this is what we're doing. We are committed to making a safe and wholesome food product that delivers on the expectation of the consumer. And things like growth promotants or antibiotics, those types of things that we use to keep our animals healthy and optimize their performance and keep these food costs as low as we possibly can, are things that we've got to defend, and we've got to be much more proactive in telling that story instead of perhaps behind the scenes much of what maybe we have been in the past.
How does this translate back to that cow-calf producer or that stocker operator that's handling these animals even before they get to the feedlot?
Well, I think when you look at a supply chain, the raw product is where it all starts. Where it translates back, I guess one direction I might go with that is that, you know, that's the one segment that is probably as decentralized as any. And it's very diversified. And they're all over. They're big. They're small. They're very remote in location. It's difficult to communicate with that segment just because of their demographic and their geographic locations. But we're going to have to connect those dots. And we're going to have to realize that our job as a beef producer doesn't stop at the fence post. We have a connection with the center of the plate. And it's not going to be easy because we're not an integrated business. And I'm not suggesting we go down the path of integrated, but we have to communicate better if we're going to maintain our competitive position in the protein marketplace.
Can we stay with, you know, either not being involved in some sort of a verification program or one of these value-added programs? We've got so many different flavors of these programs. Can we continue to do that? Do we have to kind of bring some of these things together, or how do we most effectively continue to be relevant to the consumer?
Well, that's a really good question, and you know, it's difficult. My experience, and you've seen it, it's difficult to move the industry because we're so independent. You know, we're just so dang independent. That's a strength and a weakness. So for a while, I believe you're going to see these diverse offerings to the consumer. You're going to see everything from organic to the local farmers market to branded programs that have promises of different levels of promises like technology, no hormones, no antibiotics, those sorts of things. And the consumer will be given those choices. And really, I think today the strength of the demand that we have today and that we've enjoyed in the last two or three years is a result of that diversity in offering to the consumer. I think if we try to have one size fits all, at least today, we won't be as competitive with the other proteins because I think they got one step up on us in terms of their ability to have an integrated message where we're just, as a beef industry, we're more diversified than that.
Cattle industry leader, John Butler. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a bull sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch near Chattanooga. It's on Saturday, March 14th at 1 o'clock. And at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 6. The sale includes 100 limousine and limb flex bulls, 65 fall yearlings, and 35 spring yearlings. For more information or for a sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.